Blog Talk Radio.
All right, goddammit. You know what? I haven't really been doing a lot of videos lately. Some of it is the holiday, some of it is my brother Pat. But a lot of it is because I'm really focused on Sidewalk University. And I just want you to understand, I'm thinking a lot of shit. I'm even thinking to even focus more on Sidewalk University because there's a lot more I can do. But it's time for an upgrade, fellas. You got to upgrade your damn mentality. Of course, you don't have to. You can continue being wherever you're at. I don't know. But the other day I was out minding my own goddamn business. And I overheard these two broads talking. And now I gathered, because I didn't get in their conversation, I gathered the one broad was trying to talk the other broad into being gay. Or the other broad had just recently became gay. I think it was a new relationship. Like I'm saying, or the one of them could have been new, another, but what I'm saying is because this what made me keep hearing them. Because they fucking talking loud enough for me to hear them. Not they, she. And I think she wanted me to hear this shit. But I stayed out of their conversation. In reality, though, I wanted to ask her why she thought she could do what a man does. Now, if you really think about it, the only thing a gay woman does that a man does is maybe kiss or eat her pussy. But other than that, there's nothing else she can do sexually, even physically. But I'm talking about they was talking sex. Now, what I'm saying is, even eating pussy, she don't really do it like a dude. I don't know if she could do it better. I don't know. But what I'm saying is, a gay woman can't make a baby with this woman. A gay woman can't come inside this woman. That gay woman can't put nothing natural inside this woman. And what I'm saying is, they don't talk about what they can't do. They just talk about, it's not just about sex with these gay women. I know it's not. Because it ain't just about sex with heterosexuals. So I'm saying that what's good over here is good over here too. I'm only talking about this particular woman saying how she could do what a dude would do. I can do anything a man do, you know. And, you know, I'm just saying, man, she got to have a dick to put in this goddamn woman in order to come inside her. And you got to come inside her to make a baby. I'm not saying that's the only way babies can be made. I'm saying that that's what you're doing. You're making one any other way. Having a baby when you do it the only way. Well, that's just what I think. You know, I don't necessarily think that I'm wrong or right in that. This is my opinion. So, let's talk about your motherfucking ass. Think about what I'm going to tell you. Today is the 15th, so December's halfway over. Two more weeks, there's the new year. So I'm going to ask you 13, 14, 15 questions. But you don't have to answer them, you know, to me right now. But I'm going to ask you these questions because I'm going to make a point. So, and the point is that you get all these questions answered definitively at Sidewalk University. So listen to this. The first question is, are you doing what you want to do in your life at this point? Are you? Are you doing what you want to do with your life at this point? Now, I don't even know how many it is on the count. But are you? Anybody can answer that. If you want to call in and answer it, you can do that too. But at least write down your answer. Because I'm going to revisit this after I get through asking these questions. Now, I would like some feedback. So, you know, I can see where you at on this. Okay, the next question is, can you see anywhere you can improve? That's an important question because you're not at the top of your life. So there has to be room or areas that you need improvement in. Have you recognized those areas? Now, the next one, which is number three, have you made any adjustments? I'm talking about anything that you saw you weren't really doing. Have you made adjustments so that you can soon see progress in what you weren't doing anything on? Or did you wake up this morning accepting yesterday's defeat? A lot of people do that.
Man, I tried to talk to this woman, you know, and she just completely ignored me.
And then he's saying that to himself. Because he's thinking about talking to this one the next day. Well, he ain't going to talk to this woman because he failed yesterday. In his head, he's going to fail now too. So why even try? Then, you know, these are some of the things that show you need to upgrade. I'm not through asking questions, but I'm saying what I'm trying to get you to see is you need to upgrade. You got to upgrade how you are. You got to upgrade how you roll. It's time to upgrade everything about you. And if you don't believe that, you will. Did you see any success in any venture you've been on in the past few months? Now, if you did, I ain't doubting you. I'm believing you. If you say you did, great. Now, that particular adventure that you saw some success on, did it bring you any closer to your ultimate goal? Even if it didn't, you gotta realize success is success, and you must reward yourself for any success, not extravagantly, but whatever way you can. Now, let me ask you this. Well, let me just say this. You probably use that stepping stone. Excuse me. You probably use that success as a stepping stone to get to the next phase of your plan, right? Oh, shit. Okay. You own your job if you have. Now, let me ask you one last. Maybe not the last question. Let me ask you another question. Can you see now why you need to upgrade your tactics so that you feel you deserve reaching the goals of your future? Or do you just want to ask for some shit in the future? You gotta understand questions. Questions are very fucking important. But what's more important is how you feel about answering these questions. And your answers are what drive your life. I mean, you can lie to me, but you can actually lie to yourself. But let me ask you some more questions. If you lie to me, and you lie to yourself, would you motherfucking believe that lie? Would you risk all on that lie? Now, the truth is the light. I hope you believe that. Because I'm wondering, can any of you out there see? None of you calling in, because this is too deep. You don't want to think about this stuff. Yes, you do. You're just scared. You really do want to think about this stuff, especially if you're over 27. You fucking want to think of this stuff, but this stuff scared the shit out of you because you've been punking all these fucking years. And here this old-ass nigga asking me this shit. I know you probably want to shoot through the camera at me, but relax, bro, because I'm going to kick it with you. The truth is the light. And when the light shines, you can see. But if you're telling yourself lies still, you ain't got no light. So you're still traveling in a tunnel, a dark tunnel. Else, man, because I tell you, it was gonna be, I tell you 14 or 15 questions. What are your fucking goals? What goals do you have? And more importantly, do these goals that you have line up with your skill set? I'm asking important questions to you because I ask these questions in my goddamn school. Because these goddamn questions are the key to life. And the faster you have an answer for it, the more confident you are. But no, that's why no one's calling. Because you don't know. You don't want to put yourself on front. I put myself on Front Street. Fuck whoever don't believe me. I don't care. You ain't going to rank me because you don't believe me. You should want to know, not what I think, but you should want to know the answers to each and every one of them goddamn questions I just asked you. And you want to know what's so cold about the answers? Since I'm not asking about people, you're the only one that have the answer, because I'm asking about you. I ain't asking about people. People can do what the fuck they want to do. What the fuck are you going to do? You need to upgrade, baby, because you ain't think, oh, shit, 619, I ignored you for a minute, but see you now. What's up?
What's good? Kind of in the building?
What's happening, man?
Oh, nothing. I was checking out your show, just calling in. You had some questions you was asking.
Well, come on with your answers.
Okay, what questions you got? Because when I called, I could, the show cut off, so I couldn't see the questions.
It ain't no, I don't have no written questions. I asked the questions already. But if you, seriously, you do want to answer some of these questions, I'll tell them to you again.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you something. Be honest. Are you doing, you know, what you want to do, what you truly want to do in your life at this point?
Honestly, at the moment, not right now, but I'm making plans.
Okay, listen, man. Listen, stop. Everything you say, I want honest. So I don't want you to say, to be honest, just tell me the honest fucking truth. And you, that answer is no, right?
Not right now, no.
See, what I'm saying is this is why you need this shit I'm doing. You cannot tell yourself the truth. Because you got to clarify what you're saying. Not right now. I don't give a fuck about now, man. I give a fuck about if you can answer a question straight up. And the answer is no, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, that's where I'm coming from, man. We got to be honest with ourselves in order to grow. Now, what I'm thinking is, since you said no, this is not any rank on you or anything. What I'm saying is, can you see anywhere where you can improve?
Most definitely, yeah.
Okay. That's a yes. Now, man, I'm going to ask you like 10 questions, man. I hope you got time, right?
Oh, yeah, I got time.
All right. Now, even though you've seen where you can, well, not even though, especially since you've seen where you can make any improvements, have you made any adjustments so that you can actually get that improvement?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Listen to me, man. When you listen to this again, because it's being recorded, when you hear the answer to the last one, which was yes, you said an emphatic yes. This yes was very weak, which leads me to believe you ain't telling yourself the truth right now. I am not going to say you ain't telling yourself the truth because, you know, you just answered some questions now. Now, what I'm going to ask you now is if you made some adjustments without telling me your life story, can you briefly say one of the adjustments you made?
I switched my location up.
You moved?
Yeah.
Okay. So otherwise, to better area or whatever, get out of the situation, blah, blah, blah. You moved and it improved, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you did. Now, you need to know these things, bro. And have you asked yourself these things?
Not specifically the questions that you may be asking, but definitely I've challenged myself on a number of questions.
Okay, now let me see. So as far as moving, I would say this next one, moving covers that. So I'm not going to even ask, and I'm going down to the next one. Because what I'm saying is moving, your moving made you actually come closer to whatever your overall goal is, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, the thing is, you can tell me a lie or be lying, and you can actually lie to yourself. But if you do, and think about this, what I'm going to ask you, do you believe that goddamn lie?
I wouldn't say it's a lie. Changing my situation.
No. You can't change it up. You got to answer the question. We already, it's already established that you done told me a lie and you done told yourself a lie. Otherwise, man, shit, I ain't never scared to talk to a girl. She could be standing around 7-8 niggas, man. I'm going to go up there, you know, start my conversation. Man, they ain't even caring if they hear me or not. Come on, what you would do? Would you do that? ain't saying you would. Would you say something like that?
No.
Come on, man. Come on. What you would say, bro? Oh, man, you see all them dudes around that woman? I ain't going up there and say nothing to her. Because that's the other side.
I'm a photographer, so I would handle the situation different. I would just ask her to come take a picture.
Okay, but I'm saying you would go up and talk to the bitch. That's where the lie comes. That's where it's either a lie or not. I ain't saying you won't. All I'm saying is, would you?
With the camera, now, if I didn't have a camera, no. That's an honest.
Well, you got a phone, so you always got a camera. Just stop. Listen. Even that little shit right there, that's what I'm talking about, not being honest with yourself. Not you not being honest with yourself, but I'm talking about that in general. That's what I'm talking about. You'll tell yourself anything other than tell yourself the goddamn truth. That's why you got to think about shit. I ain't got to think about shit. Nothing. Ask me, I'm finna tell you right now, because I believe it and I already did it as far as before, and it's just me. And I ain't scared of shit because of that. This is what I'm trying to get you motherfuckers to understand. You need to check yourself, you know, because you can lie to me. But I really want you to answer this question. Would you believe that lie? And you know you didn't lie to yourself. Come on, man. You can't be quiet. Hey, bro, listen. Before you even answer, this is what you call kicking it. When you kicking it, you know, it ain't got to be about this. You know, it could be me and some niggas talking about whatever the fuck we talked about, and we in a room in the after hours, and when you walk by and you see it look like we drinking and smoking and blowing cocaine and shit, can I come in here? Nah, man, we kicking it. So that you guys interpret kicking it as just having fun. Kicking it is talking about some real important shit involving a particular aspect of the game, and you don't want any motherfucker in here listening to this shit. Now, did you know that? No. I'm saying this is why you motherfuckers need to fuck with a nigga like me, because you don't know where shit is coming from. And what I'm saying is, bro, and be honest when I ask you this. Is these questions helping you or making you think about shit?
Yeah. But, I mean, some of the stuff I already know. But, yeah, it's some thought-provoking stuff.
So what I'm saying is, what if you ask yourself those questions and thousands of more questions about other shit that you don't ask your shit about now, which would, I guarantee, change your perspective? You will keep being who the fuck you are, but if it's about, you know what procrastinating means, now take a deep breath, because I'm going to ask you something. You do know what procrastinating means, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would bet $1,000 that you procrastinate.
Hey, I'm so right about that.
Now, listen to me, bro. Procrastination is it's second to lying to yourself, to keeping dudes insecure. Because when you lie to yourself, you know you lying to yourself, but you don't accept it because you're accepting the lie. And when you procrastinate, you know you procrastinate, but you procrastinate because it's cool to do it right now and then you want to get away, blah, blah, blah. Deep down inside, that does not leave you. That becomes your character. And the more you do it, the easier it is for you to do it. Now, you better believe that, bro. You learn that kind of shit fucking with me at Sidewalk University because we talk to each other. And I ain't hearing none of that bullshit. Because whatever a motherfucker say, you going to prove it or you better not say it to me. And I could prove hell of shit you saying ain't shit. I ain't trying to do that, though. I'm just kicking it with you. But what really proves it is how much silence, not right now because you're giving me respect because I'm talking. But I'm talking about when I ask you something, how much silence goes on. Not that you stupid or nothing. You might be thinking about shit. But you see, I don't give a fuck what you say out your goddamn mouth. I ain't going to have to be thinking past a half a second because I'm a computer. I done already took all the bullshit. I'm as close to ones and zeros as I can be. I done took all the fucking bullshit out of my head, and I don't believe what the fuck I'm thinking. And it's very successful for me. And if you talk to any motherfucker that graduated from Sidewalk University, if they don't tell you the same thing, kill me, but they gonna use their own goddamn words. But I'm saying, I don't teach no bullshit. This shit is universal. This shit is plain. You don't need to read no goddamn books. All you need to know is who the fuck you are. And let me ask you this, bro. And you honestly answer it because you seem like you've been honest so far. Do you know who the fuck you are?
Yeah.
Who? Who are you? Silence is deadly. I just told you that.
I mean, shit, when you say who are you?
No, wait,
stop.
Don't start explaining shit. You got to understand what's going on. Silence is deadly in this. Now, you ask me who I am, man. I'm an instructor. I'm a leader. I'm a dad. I'm a granddad. You know, I'm an author. I didn't wrote 21 books. I'm an inventor. I done invented shit. I'm a carpenter. I done built pool tables, all kind of shit around my house. Man, you ain't got to ask me. Man, come on, man. Now, who the fuck are you?
Oh, I'm a photographer. That's easy.
That's all you are? I don't think so. I know you way more than a goddamn photographer. And the only way you could only be a photographer is if when you said your name, I would know it. God damn, I got you on my show? Shit. If it ain't like that, you got to be doing way more than photography. You ain't got to mention shit, bro. All I'm saying is this is real shit we going through. And if I wanted to prove my point, I would say, do you remember me asking you, do you know who you are? And you said, yes. And what I'm saying is when I asked you, I got silence. So if it's about the question and your response, what's the answer?
Well, it was more so about the angle. Like,
see,
I mean,
what
I'm
saying, wait. See, what I'm saying is this is, you ain't telling yourself the truth right now. You're explaining why you lied. Because the question was, do you know yourself? And you were silent for a period of time. And then when I said whatever I am, then I asked you who you are immediately. I'm a photographer. Bro, you showing me where you lying. And what I'm saying is it ain't a big deal. I ain't really calling you no liar. This is just little things that we all do. And if you don't recognize them, then you're going to let this lie become a part of you. And you won't ever believe the first thing to come out your goddamn mouth. You won't ever believe the first thing that you think about a situation because you got to check it. You got to think about it. Man, I do not think about shit. I'm doing the first thing I think. You know why? I trust my goddamn thoughts. And I know I ain't going to think to go kill somebody or hurt some kid or I ain't gonna think none of that stupid shit. But I also know if I go with my second thought, I'm starting to add a whole bunch of shit that ain't even in the mix. Don't think about it a long time. I done added everything that ever happened to me about this situation or anything like it, now I got to think about all that goddamn shit. And I ain't even answered the question yet. But I know to ask the question, and I say, fuck yeah, because that's what I think. Then I know, even if it's wrong, I'm not saying it's right when it's wrong. I'm saying I go with my first thought. I don't be wrong, because that answer may be wrong, then what can I do? Learn what's correct. It ain't no big deal if somebody had to tell me what was correct. I believe you think with the raw thought. The raw thought is going to give you the best results. That's how come computers only deal with ones and zeros. You ask the computer something, it don't go with no what if or I remember, blah, blah, blah. That computer telling you what it is. That's why it's so fast. But if you knew the reason they even made computers is because they wanted to get or see if they could simulate a machine that could think as fast as a human could if they had the bullshit out their mind. Otherwise, a computer used 100% of its capacity to do shit. We use 10%. And if you a genius, like Albert Einstein or something, you might use 17%. And that's high. Mensa motherfuckers use 14%. I'm saying shit. A computer is only doing what you could do if you didn't think so much bullshit. Did you know that, bro?
No, but you got an interesting spin on it.
Well, you can think about it as a spin, but you got anything else, man? Because I really just wanted to ask you them questions. And by the way, you did perfectly as far as the answers. You want to know why? Because you told me what the fuck you thought. You ain't told me what you thought what you thought I think you should say. You told me what you thought, and that's all that matters in life, bro. There is no right or wrong. There's 14,000 ways to do any one thing. The only thing that's certain is math. In medical shit, all that bullshit is 2, 3, 4, 5, 8 ways to do the shit. That's why there's no one answer. Never. Come on, man. Me and you can think exactly alike, and we walk down the street, turn the corner at the same time. We ain't going to react the same way when we see this brow. We go at, all right, you might want to get at it right away. I might want to get at it right away, too. But you know who's going to be polite? Because you can't scare her away. You know, so we got to be thinking. Period. That's game. I love it, man. I love what you're talking about. Appreciate the call, brother.
All right.
Hey, you guys. So, okay, we took a while to do that. Nobody... Well, let me say this. No matter what, I would like to see you on the higher level of life. Now, the higher luxuries of life. Now, what's luxury? Levels of luxury. I mean, I know what's luxurious to me, to a motherfucker with more money than me. Luxurious to me could be pittance to them. And what's luxurious to them could be the lowest level of somebody else. So the best luxury and why any one of us can live in luxury, the best luxury for you is what you can afford to give yourself. Now, if you're a youngster just starting out, you can't afford no 1,000-count sheets. 200, 300 maybe. But 1,000, hell no. You look at them and say, 1,000-count sheet going to cost you $200. You know, for a regular set of sheets that you can get for as less as whatever. You know, but the man becomes 70, 80 bucks. But I'm saying they got away at 20. So what I'm saying is, I'm thinking I'm, you know, buying hella shit. Cool shit when I buy my shit. Until I told my, until I told my sister, when she's like, got 20 years on me. No, 16. But I told her about it. She said, I can't sleep on that. I said, well, what you be sleeping on? She said, I sleep on 1,200. You know, she sleep on 1,200 count, 1,500 count. I said, that's like $500. Who's going to, well, she was going to say, who would buy some shit like that? But she was, so, but what I'm really saying is that you have to place value on yourself. And you don't need a certain amount of money to place value on yourself. If you got $10 and you want to make it last, you know, so you can live like a pauper, then do it. But if you got $10 and you could only buy this shit that, you know, might cost $8 or $7, whatever dollars, and it's going to take all that money, shit, if you want to do it and you do it, it for you, that's luxury. Now that's the bottom end, but then who knows? You might get an income that makes it where you have $10 several times a week, or you have $10 way more often than you was having it. You can risen. And as long as you, I ain't saying you got to spend all your money, but you got to do something for yourself. That's living in luxury. I live in luxury. I don't, you know, never did use welfare. You don't know what I'm saying? I did use the Medicaid. But you can keep, you got dental exams, and you sure ain't going to get me living on those damn $500 worth of whatever cash they was giving. So fuck all that. I ain't doing that. So, you know, my luxury is what I can afford. Buy my dog the best food. You know, let that motherfucker, speaking of that, I'm going to buy that motherfucker some food today. I went to buy my dog some food today. And it was like, the last time I bought something, it was like $23, something like that. That shit was $39. The same fucking bag I just spent. I said, shit. Much as I like my dog, I ain't spending that much money on no goddamn dog food. I don't know what you crazy motherfuckers be doing to spend a lot of money on your dogs. But my motherfucking dog got a... Never mind, man. I'm crazy. But, you know, my point is, these are the things that make me think my life is worth living. It does. Nobody thought their life experiences from the streets in school were worth, you know, creating a goddamn institution to start, you know, teaching what I found. Maybe a celebrity after they became celebrities. They might have done it. So the biggest question, what will tomorrow bring? See, most of you rely on a hope. I hope everything be cool. And I pray, a hope and a prayer. And I pray that God bless you. Hope is here now. You can hope right now. Prayers are here too. And they can help you manage. But what will tomorrow bring is the question. It should bring joy. Joy because of all the goddamn things you see yourself accomplishing in the near future. It should bring you joy because of when you look back. You see that you pushed yourself hard and you're able to see of being of pushing yourself to bring joy because your life is a product of your choices and you see you've chosen well or wisely. Of course, you put God first, then you get joy because you firmly believe. you're going to reap the benefits of what you sow. And all the time you're laying the groundwork for a magnificent future. Now, the rest of my time is going to be filled with boundless wonders that I fucking provided myself to look forward to in my golden years, which I'm experiencing. You gotta have a particular mindset if you want your leadership qualities to surface. You see, there are many things a pimp has as a man that they're foundational to having confidence, have what they know, except none of my students want to be pimps. They don't want no hoes. They look for no goddamn hoes. What they are understanding once they get in my class. 336, I see you. What's up?
So how the reason to apply confidence?
Wait, bro. Start over, man. You was breaking up. Are you somewhere where you get good reception?
Hold up. I call back.
Man, don't call back, man. Just, you know, are you cool?
Okay, so how do you filter out reasoning? Yeah.
Go ahead. All right. Otherwise, what was I saying? Oh, see, we all have leadership qualities. You don't bring them out. You don't believe in yourself. Man, I ain't got to be tall to be no leader. And I ain't got to have no big old afro to be black. I'm just saying shit. See, pimps have an extreme confidence. Any man would want it, the confidence. But you don't have to want to be a pimp to want that confidence. You see, when you want the confidence men like me have, you don't have to go walking down whole strolls, you know, trying to be a pimp, looking for the next one. But mentally, you really are looking for the next one. You just ain't looking for the next hoe. Life itself is a blade. You're on the blade every day you live. And anytime you get to action, wherever it's at, whenever it is, whoever the fuck it is giving you that action, you get at it. That's the only thing you're doing. It tends to be what you're doing is displaying hella confidence. And it makes you a hella confident man to be able to do that goddamn shit. I fucking teach it because I did it 50 years. Can't tell me shit. Can't tell me a motherfucking thing. I don't give a fuck. Shit. If you see life correctly, you will see that it's nothing but a big old hoe stroll. 305, what's going on?
What's going on, bud? How you doing, man?
I'm doing really good, hey, bro.
I'm great. I've been having a question that actually has been plaguing me, man, because I read your book, and me and my partner, you know, we from the East Coast, and chicken shit means something that's the opposite of confidence. But in your book, you were saying your brother always told you, hey, man, you got to be chicken shit, bud. What does that mean to you where you from? Because I couldn't figure
it out.
Check this out,
bro. Check this out. So you know this girl, you in high school, whatever. You know this girl like, and you done told her, look, meet me at lunch. And when you come over, bring me a hamburger and some fries. You know, give her your order. And if she's spending her money. And then she come over. And then she should give you the shit. And you sit it in front of you. She sit down expecting you to whatever talk to her. But you take a fry and, you know, eat it and get up and holler at one of your friends and, you know, say whatever, blah, blah, blah. Leave a bitch sitting there 5 minutes before you know it, lunchtime is over. And then I go back over there and don't, and ain't even ate the food. Ain't none, now that's chicken shit. That's God. Chicken shit, man.
God.
You know what I'm talking about?
I got it now. I got it because it was a key component that I needed to know. I'm just tripping when I was listening to the audio book, man. I'm tripping and I couldn't figure it out because nothing about our version of chicken shit seems like Rosebud.
Well, you know, chicken shit is you know, doing something, showing no care or no empathy, no sympathy, nothing, you know. Not that you are heartless. You just mm-hmm. letting this motherfucker know you, that shit don't faze me. Hey,
right.
What I'm saying is when I was coming up, before I had any pimping on my mind, I was actually training myself to be a pimp because the shit my brother was saying, I only could interpret it literally. And when he say chicken shit, it meant what I just said, man, had that bitch do something that she had to really go do, and you act like it ain't shit. And then don't even thank her for it. You know, act like it, and then want her to do something tomorrow. John Dixon is chicken shit. They just say that about me like a motherfucker. You don't want to mess with John Dixon. He's chicken shit.
Right.
Now, I've heard chicken shit mean you scary.
Exactly.
You know, that's chicken. You know, yeah, I've heard that, but that ain't what we mean.
Okay. I needed that clarity, man.
All right, brother. Appreciate you.
All right, man. Have a great one.
All right, you guys. So, what I'm really trying to get you to see is if you look at things correctly. I don't mean correct, what's the best way to look at it. I'm talking about if you're thinking something that's going against the grain over here and you're thinking what you're thinking, but you're trying to use this avenue, if you're thinking what you're thinking, and you want to do it your way, then you got to do it. That's what you got to do. And you have to see doing what you're talking about doing, the way you're talking about doing it, correctly, because it ultimately can be done. It just hasn't been done yet. Now, I mentioned knowing the levels of luxury, but I didn't tell you what's a good basic level that's going to benefit you. See, that's what Sidewalk University and my confidence course is for. Think about this. If you went down in history, what would it be for? What would you want it to be for? See, that's another thing. Men like me. We fucking wanna go down in history for something. Now, initially, we wanted to go down in history for the pimping. That's why we just were so dedicated to it. But after a while, you like me, I can't do no, can't keep up with them young motherfuckers pimping them hoes. So I gotta do some other shit. So what I'm saying is, what makes a pimp? I mean, what parts of a pimp are the things that you have that you would want to have? I just told you understanding the differences in the levels of luxury. And what I'm getting ready to tell you is another thing is that we're fucking goal oriented. And our goals are our big goals. You know, we want to be known for helping the average man overcome his fears of whatever. Or we want to invent something. Or we want to solve a great problem that the country is having. It could be because, you know, we opened up a business and it flourished. And, you know, we became, you know, known motherfuckers. You know, we ended up on the Fortune 500 and shit. It don't have to be something I just said. But men like me believe we all have gifts that we can share. Gifts of mine, gifts of his, that we can hone for ourselves because it's ours. We believe in it. And we going to push it. You see me pushing what I believe. I ain't bullshitting. What the fuck do you believe? Part of my gift is showing you how to fucking upgrade your goals. Then I show you that by what I do. You live right now for tomorrow. Tomorrow you're going to be living for next month. Next month you're going to be living for New Year's. And once you get to that point, shit, next month you're living for your future. And in the future, you're going to appreciate the history you made. That's how it goes. At least that's the way I wanted to go for me. But here's something to think about. I wonder if you knew a lawyer. He was a friend. Maybe you grew up with him. Would you ever ask that motherfucker a legal question? I think I would. But if that lawyer answered the question, now he took his time and his expertise and he explained a couple of things about it to me. Do you think in this same conversation, do you think I should ask him another question? And if I did ask him another question, do you think he should answer me? What I'm saying is this, if he did answer me, but before he did, he asked me for a fee. Should I trip? This is an example of critical thinking. And you don't really do it. And nothing. I do it in everything. Almost everything. And it's just very important for you all to see how serious critical thinking is. It keeps you sane. If you think critically, you're not going to have as many problems to deal with as you currently do. It's a real life tenet you need to adopt. Things like what I'm talking about is why I have an attitude. You know, that's another thing men like me have and you need to get. I ain't a wordsmith, so, you know, I'm not going to say shit that makes, you know, me sound like these words and me are so smart. No, you know. I don't use giant words to construct common senses. I'm you, and I speak to you in me and you terms. That's because I don't want to appear educated. You know I'm fucking educated. I got degrees. But I ain't giving a fuck about no goddamn education. I don't want to think I'm smarter than you because I got some paper from Peckerwood telling me I know some shit. Hey, I don't need to explain my words to you because I speak in me and you language. I'd much rather use common language than you understand what the fuck I'm saying to you. And then you say, damn, bud, that, you know, that shit makes sense to me. Yeah, I'm speaking in regular English. I ain't trying to use no words. See, it's all about communication. People like me have an attitude of telling you we do. And it's not because we hate people. It's because of what it takes to be able to develop an attitude. You got to earn having an attitude. And no one's going to accept you as some sort of king. But if you get respect, you can have your attitude. And mine is, I ain't fucking with you, man. You know, people like me, we have this attitude because we've gone through a lot of tests. All the tests life has for us, and the tests are to fail. That's what life wants you to do with these tests. But people like me, we flourished on those tests. Those early tests are what made us feel we had a destiny to fill. destiny waiting for us. And I've already communicated to you that I got my education on. You know, so what I was in the streets. I'm using that shit so that I can be more educated. And you guys have already accepted it, and those who haven't gonna have to accept it because I ain't stopping. So the only thing I want to do is use my sense of self, my education of knowing people, and technology to help some dudes get their goddamn shit together. Because it's all about upgrading, bros. SWU is going to upgrade in 2023 to a more fuller. I don't want you to misunderstand anything, because I ain't saying fuller meaning I'm all for more shit. This is going to be more times available to take this shit. Instead of what's just a couple of days I'm doing in the week, I'm going to make it where I'm doing it full time. And having two groups in one semester. I think I can handle that. Because it's not really that much. So what I'm really saying is I'm going to continue making videos and shit, but not as often, as you can tell. SWU is becoming my full-time job, and because I want the best for my goddamn students. That's what I do in everything in life. You know, I go hard, but I'm saying, you soft motherfuckers, I'm saying, what's made soft in life? When do you get easy? You ain't getting nothing easy. If you do, it ain't worth shit. It may be hard to believe, but I'm one of the best fucking brothers you're going to ever meet in your lifetime. Period. And you know, I know Muhammad Ali is the first motherfucker we come out. I'm a bad man. But damn it. I look in the mirror. I look in the mirror and I can't help but say to myself, shit, I'm a bad man. That's another thing motherfuckers like me have that you need. You got to be a selfish and conceited bastard. But you can't be selfish to the extent what people say selfish is. And you can't be the conceited, but selfish and conceited, you don't think shit that don't include you first. You don't. And conceited, can't damn motherfucker tell you shit. Because you're the only motherfucker that think about everything going on in your life when you think about anything you think. Oh, shit, I've been going that long far. You guys need the shit that I have, and it's the pimp shit. You just don't need to want to be a pimp. Contrary to popular belief, men are not born. Males are born. Men are cultivated by the trials and tribulations that we go through and overcome before we're 18. 18, but before we like be a man, I practice what I preach. I fucking have fears today that I need to face, and periodically I get that rush, you know, before I say something to the kids. You know, the one to make you know you're alive still and you're really doing this shit. Whatever the shit is for you, I hope it makes you feel as alive as I feel, you know. But to be real, I didn't have no idea I'd be doing what I'm doing right now, you know, when I designed my long-term life plan. But why I knew the motherfucking Abadabba was going to cover me and give me something to do where it's going to, you know, fulfill my needs is because I stay on my AVPs. I'm always, you know, I'm always doing my motherfucking thing. As long as I'm playing. Long as I'm playing my motherfucking hand, shit going to go my way. Always be playing. That's the ADD. So, you know, without having a clue, years ago, I made that plan. And you see I'm living it now. I told you guys my exploits on Blog Talk was going to turn into something big for me. That was years ago. You know, I mean what I say, then I say what I mean. If you stay down, you gonna come up. That's just abadabra like we see it. So what you need to do is invest in your goddamn self. And, okay, I guess I'll say it. From 9:50 all of next semester. That just don't start until next January. It ain't for right now, but in January, 9:50 for 3 months. I'm doing good. I'm trying to share. I can't be giving shit away, but I can make it easier for you to get now. All right, I guess I'm gone. You know, this is a good little conversation. I like, you know what, I'm on another format, so I like this format. I'm gone. Y'all be cool.